When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's
Fizzoli Jam.
Buongiorno, paisanos. It's me, Monsignor Amara Howard Vander, coming to you live with the Vander Jam. I'm not going to do that the entire episode. Hello, it's me, the mayor. Normally I'd be coming to you with a tasty episode of the Vander Jam, hot and fresh out the kitchen, but appropriately enough, I've found a wonderful new friend and restaurant with locations likely in your state that can do the same. My heart is full, and my stomach is even fuller, and I owe it all to Fizzoli's Fine Eateries. And, as a little tribute, a little thanks to our frontline heroes, I've decided to dedicate this entire episode as a full-length advertisement on Fizzoli's Incorporated. So stick around, we're gonna learn some history, we're gonna talk to, diners out and about in this, tense month of October that we are now in the second day of, and who knows, stick around, we may even have a very special guest in the form of a ghost. So let's get to it. As always, you can find me on Twitter at Vander_IAM, and more importantly, you can find Fizzoli's brand Twitter at Fizzoli's. Check them out, they're good people. So, down to business, leave the cannoli. A lot of you wonder, what is Fizzoli's? Didn't intend that to be a rhyme, but I'm going to roll with it. So, taken from the official bio posted on Wikipedia, Fizzoli's is an American fast casual restaurant chain headquartered in Lexington, Kentucky. It was founded in 1988 and is now owned by Sentinel Capital Partners. As of 2016, there are 217 Fizzoli's located nationwide. Carl Howard is the company's president and CEO, which I just found out, and I feel like that's a good omen, like how I would always talk about Greg Maddux, and then I found out he made his debut literally the day I was born. But I mean, that may sound a little dry, much like a chicken parmesan that you buy at, you know, all these, Tony Come Latelys, all these pop-up overnight Italian sandwich joints. I mean, here at the Fizzoli Jam, we do respect mavericks, and we do respect innovators, but there's also something to be said for the beautiful tradition of culinary history. And that's a history that begins in the year of our Fizzoli's 1988. A young Howard Vander was only 2 years old, and the concept of the casual Italian-American diner, Fizzoli's, was set. 2 years later, the Fizzoli's system was established. Fizzoli start with 5 locations in the greater Lexington area, and originally managed by Jericho Incorporated. They have the studio that published Brawl Brothers for the Super Nintendo? No, that was Jalico. Never mind. It was later sold to Duskin Corporation Limited so that Jericho Incorporated could focus on Long John Silver's. Great company, am I right? I mean, if you ask me, I would have just paired them together. Surely there's one Italian pirate that you could have named it after. Besides, it makes more sense when you sell submarine sandwiches! Just kidding, those weren't developed until the 20th century. Moving on, the mid-1990s, however, saw an expansion of growth for the corporation, and by 1992, it had grown to include 35 restaurants within Kentucky, Indiana, and Florida, or as I like to call them, the Holy Trinity of our glorious republic. They almost doubled that a year later, adding another 25 more locations. Whoa there, Fizzoli's! Somebody's a growing boy! Also, during this time, the operations increased from $500,000 per restaurant per year in total volume to $1 million per restaurant per year in total volume within 5 years. The rapid financial success made the expansion of Fizzoli's easy, and with the startup costs ranging from $150,000 to $500,000, not bad for a franchise agreement, most locations were able to turn a profit within the first year of opening. Wow. We'll come back to this fantastic story in a little bit. But first, I would like to take a brief moment to not just sing about the fascinating story that brought Fazoli's to dinner tables the country over. I mean, even though I'm wearing stereo headphones, I can hear the tummies grumbling out there. And I can hear at least three of you saying, "But Mayor, I can't eat history. What you got for me?" Well, smart guy, I say, did you know that if you go to the Fazoli's in Rochester, Minnesota, the only one in the state, but well worth the drive, located at 5550 Highway 52 North, before 10, they're open now. Did you know that you could get a meatball lover's family meal consisting of two meatball submarinos, two family baked spaghetti with meatballs, and four chocolate chunk cookies? Wow, pretty great deal. Oh wait, there's more. 12, count them, 12 actual dozen, not baker's dozen, of breadsticks, all for the low price of $51. Making sure that you might snap a couple new notches on the belt, but you're not gonna snap the family checkbook. Also, if you don't want that many meatballs, you can get six extra signature garlic breadsticks for only $3.29. And, I mean, if you think that's a little dry, much like modern radio that is not the Fazoli's jam, buffer it out with a family side of sauce, only $3. I mean, that low a price for the red, no wonder we're all seeing green. They also have catering available. And more importantly, Fazoli's is proud to offer its staff full PPE at participating stores nationwide. But Mayor Howard, you might say, I'm not a family. What's in it for me? Well, slow down. I mean, you're still young. Life is what happens when you're making other plans. You like a little thing called pizza? Of course you do. Who the hell doesn't? Did you know that for $10.99, you can get a whole pizza, either plain cheese or pepperoni? But trust me, there's nothing plain about it. Top with Fazoli's pizza sauce, and a blend of mozzarella and provolone cheeses. It also includes 8 breadsticks. But you know, what if you have been reading the news about Subway's bread in Ireland having too much sugar? Well, come to the people who know what bread is. Italians! You can get the Primo Italiano, consisting of Genoa salami, seasoned with capicola, the old gabagoo, and baked ham with sliced mozzarella, tomatoes, shredded lettuce, and pepperoncini. Wow, that sounds great. Not yet, it doesn't, because we top it with a red wine balsamic vinaigrette and serve it on a toasted garlic roll. It also includes two of their signature garlic bread sticks. So, even if you're full from the sandwich, you can then use them to drum on various things you find. You can pretend that you're one of the guys in the background for the arcade fire. And if you don't like the Primo Italiano, you can always get the reliable staples of the Meatball Da Vinci or the Turkey Club Classico. They've got salads. Oh, turns out you don't like meat. Well, that's okay. They have vegetarian options too. It's, they truly are the, Italian equivalent of Santa Claus. You can get a fettuccine Alfredo, big or small. You can get a house side salad, and you get the baked spaghetti. Oh, and guess what? Baked spaghetti comes with 2 garlic breadsticks as well. What if the kids don't like breadsticks? Order off the kids menu. Make it a meal for only $3.49. Add a small drink and pizza slice and or house or Caesar salad to any entree. What if you got a pizza with a side slice of pizza? They'd be like, whoa, let's make this guy the prime minister. $8 for a gallon of sweet tea, you'd have to be absolutely really stupid to pass that up. Also, you know, we've talked a lot about the reliable staples on the menu. Turns out they're coming up with new stuff all the time. Have you ever heard of a Parmesan-crusted Alfredo bake? Or a Parmesan-crusted Alfredo bake with meatballs? You have now. They also got one with shrimp. And as always, you can count on them for their reliable lunch specials, where you can choose from spaghetti with marinara or meat sauce, fettuccine Alfredo, penne with marinara or spicy tomato pepper sauce, ravioli with marinara or meat sauce, lasagna with meat sauce, cheese or pepperoni pizza slice or side salad, pasta dishes or half portions, and include a small soft drink, includes 2 of our signature garlic breadsticks. Wow. Also, you think breadsticks are boring? I mean, I can't say I blame you, even though that's pretty rude. Turns out that for only $2.49 under the snacks and shareable option, you can get pepperoni pizza breadsticks. This shareable item takes their signature garlic breadsticks to the next level. Enjoy them topped with mozzarella cheese and pepperoni. Serve with marinara for dipping. Also comes with two breadsticks. Just kidding. The people at Fazoli's can roll with a joke. Italians are known for being good-natured and always pleasant. And in that spirit, I'm gonna throw to one of my favorite songs from my adopted homeland of Italy. And we're gonna be right back with a little bit more of the fantastic story and a little help from an old friend. Stick around. Live in studio, but thanks to the magic of the internet, I can be everywhere at once. And where do I want to go now? I think I am going to go to our first annual Fazoli's Franchise of the Week. And yes, we are taking a long ways away from where I currently am, and we are headed to 307 East McGalliard Road in Muncie, Indiana, zip code 47303. We're heading on over to the wonderful Fazoli's they have there. Currently sitting at a 4.1 on Facebook, over 4 stars on Google, and a dependable 7.4 out of 10 on Foursquare. I mean, they've got all the things that you know and love from Fazoli's. Refer to prior segment if you forget them. But more importantly, I was really taken by the glowing and overwhelming positivity that the customers have expressed through their Google reviews. So let's check out some of them, find out what Indianites are saying about their state's most valuable non-renewable export. Wania Ardizzone, well, if anyone would know Italian food, I'm guessing it's her, gives 5 stars, says, "Easy, quick place to place an order for a drive-through. Order was complete and utensils were in bag with napkins. Drinks accompanied by straws. Cashier was pleasant." Thanks, Wania. Next up, we got Olivia Gundrum. Gundrum Wing or Gundrum Wing Zero? She says, 5 stars. "Laura was amazing. She gave me so many breadsticks and was so helpful and kind. I will definitely come back." Thanks, Laura! Exclamation mark followed by 2 question marks. Fazoli's, if I were you, I would find out what Laura's doing with your inventory. I mean, you gotta spend money to make money, but there's no reason to just give away quality breadsticks in exchange for nepotistic 5-star reviews. Other restaurants may be fine with cash and carry politics and gaming the algorithm, as it were, but Fazoli's doesn't. I mean, those who listen to the Vanderjam regularly know that I am ardently anti-commercial, and that's why if I had to saddle up with any brand partnership, I mean, there's a reason it's Fazoli's. They got something for everybody, and it certainly looks like they had something from Brenda Coria, who also gave 5 stars and said, "Enjoy their food very much." Is that a statement or a command? Doesn't take long to get your food, and that's a big plus because I stop on my lunchtime to eat there. Tell me about it, Brenda. Love Fazoli's! 2 exclamation marks, no questions, because there's no question about it. And finally, we have Chandler Acree giving 4 stars and saying it has great food and nice workers. They should reconstruct the building a butt, though, I think they mean bit, and make the drive through 2 lanes. But it is a good place if you're a pasta lover. Well, Chandler, I would say that faulting the material conditions of the building itself is hardly a reason to take a full star off. If anything, would you be happier if no one was lined up at Fazoli's drive-thru, where they offer takeout and non-contact takeout? I think not. The fact that there is a busy queue system means that I'm clearly not the only one who appreciates what Fazoli's is doing, and nobody needs your negativity, okay? 5 stars or GTFO, the F stands for Fazoli's. Oh, hey, who's that floating through my wall right now?
Buongiorno, Howard. It's-a me, Giuseppe Fazoli, the proud founder of Fazoli's.
Actually, according to what I'm reading, it looks like Kuni Toyota was the brain trust that helped form Seed Restaurant Group and oversee the company from the ground up.
That's all right. Now I gotta go.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I'll see you around sometime. We can go to Fazoli's together. So picking up where our story left off, in October of 2006, Seed Restaurant Group sold the company to Sun Capital Partners for an undisclosed amount. At the time of the sale, Fazoli's had a total of 319 locations, 179 of which were franchised across 32 states. As part of the deal, Sun Capital replaced Toyota with McDonald's veteran Robert Weissmuller. Wonder if he's related to Johnny, the guy who played Tarzan, as Fazoli's president and CEO. And in June 2008, Weissmuller retired and was replaced with Carl Howard, no different Howard. When he took over, the company was suffering from declining sales and massive store closing as a result of severe cost-cutting measures implemented by the. Why on earth would they put this in the wiki? Happier news. In July 2015, Sun Capital Partners sold the chain to Sentinel Capital's partners for an undisclosed amount. At the time of sale, we're something more optimistic. Okay, right now they operate in 26 states and they're expanding to Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Kuwait, Qatar, Bahrain, and Oman. Oman, the best way to bring about Middle East peace, if you're asking the mayor, is to open a Fazoli's and then we all have something to agree on. And also, if you're sick of leftist bookish types punching down at the fast food crowd, you'll be pleased to know that Fazoli's has you covered. Because in 2014, they opened their first college campus location at Texas Tech University. Now, I'm not saying anything one way or another, but I think it might not be coincidental that ever since that Fazoli was opened, there have been no mass shooting events reported at Texas Tech University. So, a little more food for thought. But I digress. Wow, look at the time. I have to wrap up if I want to get to that Fazoli's in Rochester before the lunch crowd is intolerable. So I would like to give a special thanks to my new best friend, Fazoli's Restaurants, who can be found on Twitter at Fazoli's, spelled how it sound. And you can always find me at Vander underscore I am. But I think we can all agree the real hero is, was, and will always be Fazoli's. And if you think otherwise, keep your opinion to yourself. I don't need to hear that. Comments are closed, okay? I run the Fazoli Jam, not you. So wash those hands, grab a napkin, and pull it on in, because it's time for our closing prayer. Fazoli's for you, Fazoli's for me. I wish all their food was free, but it's glad to see they can turn a profit. Give me some pasta, I'll totally scarf it. I've gone out, I'll be late, 'cause I've got Fazoli's on my plate. If you're famished, eat up, fam, at your local Fazoli's and Fazoli Jam. See you next time, paisanos.
With the Mario Brothers and Plumbing's our game. We're not like the others who get all the fame. If your sink is in trouble, you can call us on the double. We're faster than the others, you'll be hooked on the brothers. Yo, you're in for a treat, so hang on to your seat. Get ready for adventure and remarkable feats. You'll meet Koopas and Troopas, the princess and the others. Hanging with the Plumbing's.
the brothers.
The brothers.